This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. About 2 years ago, Facebook bought the photo-sharing app Instagram for somewhere around $1 billion. Critics and media watchers balked at the price and wondered if Facebook would get its money's worth. Last week, Mark Zuckerberg announced an even higher-priced acquisition, buying the virtual reality company Oculus VR for $2 billion. This may be the first time that non-gamers are hearing about the Oculus Rift. Jamin Warren, founder of Killscreen, a video game culture magazine, is with us to explain why Facebook has put so much stock in virtual reality. Jamin, welcome back to Word of Mouth.
Hello, how are you doing?
Very well. Listeners who may have heard about this acquisition may not know much about Oculus Rift itself. So can you describe, you know, how you use it, what it looks like?
Sure. So the Oculus Rift device is a virtual reality headset. It's very, very light. And probably people had some experience with virtual reality in the 90s. At the time, the technology wasn't really there to create the types of experiences that you can create now. But it was developed by a teenager from Southern California named Palmer Luckey, who had put together some off-the-part shelves to create a virtual reality system sort of from scratch. He took that to Kickstarter, raised about $2.5 million, which then paved the way for creating a company, took on some VC investment from some heavy hitters in the Valley, and that kind of paved the way for an acquisition. Although I don't think anyone thought it was going to happen quite so quickly.
Have you ever tried one on? How do you do it?
I have. It's pretty easy. I mean, it's like putting on a pair of, if you've ever gone scuba diving or something like that, it's roughly about the same experience. You strap it to your head, and then you have to bring your own headphones. So there aren't any headphones that are attached to it.
What's the experience like once you put this headset on?
I was, it's funny. I was admittedly very skeptical before I tried it out, simply because, I, like many people, had kind of tried VR in the 90s when I was a kid. And, it's really, really cool. I mean, it's rare that I try a new piece of technology that feels like it's going to fundamentally alter the way that I experience media. But that certainly is the case with the Oculus. For anyone who's tried it, I mean, it recreates certain types of experiences that I think would be very, very hard to capture, like flying, for example. I mean, that's like a pretty simple one that people have dreamed about, which it just feels so much more realistic with an Oculus Rift headset. It's a pretty amazing device.
Wow. Well, Facebook's purchase of Oculus VR, that's the company behind the Rift, has sparked an ugly backlash. What's behind that?
Sure. Well, I think there's two different sides to it. One is from the Kickstarter backers. The Kickstarter, part of the narrative of Kickstarter is that you go there because, traditional funding sources aren't available to you. And creators and founders, they sell this vision that we really need your help, right? And the end outcome of this is that the $2.5 million that went into the company benefits the VC and the investors who put money in later, not the original Kickstarter backers. Now, all the Kickstarter people sign up for is to get a virtual reality headset, the dev kit, which has been available for sale for the past year. But I think there's this sense that the money that went in wasn't necessarily for this big $2 billion exit. The other sentiment of the backlash comes from, I think, from gamers who, for a long time, I think, and this is a longer, sort of a longer conversation, but, gamers are often treated as being, backwater or not interested in the future of technology. And there's a sense that sort of the party's over, specifically for independent game designers who maybe were pinning their hopes to it. So, because Facebook is this huge, huge Fortune 500 company. There's this sense that this scrappy little upstart was kind of was smothered in its infancy. I don't necessarily see it that way, but that's where the backlash is coming from.
Well, it is interesting. One of the headlines of your articles is, "Are gamers ready to share the Oculus Rift as if it were theirs?"
Well, some of it comes from the founder, Palmer Luckey, himself. We had the fortune of having Palmer at our conference last year, and he's been very vocal about the fact that he built this device to play games, and games primarily, because he feels like, games are this hotbed of emerging technology. And so I think in the way that, it was pitched initially was mostly for games, and a lot of the most fervent developers for it were game developers. And so now there's going to be, and if you look at Mark Zuckerberg's language, there's going to be this opening up of what VR, particularly the Oculus Rift, is for, whether it's for advertisers or it's for the tourism industry or film or music or whatever it might be. It's kind of like if you're the first person to the party, you like being, you like claiming that you were there first, and then when everyone else gets to have the same thing that you have, all of a sudden your initial fervor somehow seems less special than it once used to. It's a pretty, it's a human, understandably human reaction.
The Oculus Rift is certainly not yet a mass market item, but you mentioned there are these dev kits, development kits that people are using. What are some of the ways that the Oculus Rift has been used besides gaming?
Yeah, I've seen a couple amazing prototypes. I know from the world of games, I tried a space fighting game called Eve Valkyrie, which is amazing. I've never operated something that felt like it was in 3D space. There was a Canadian musician who used it to record a song. You basically show up in the room, you put on the headset, and he sits down at a camera, and then you can rotate and look all the way around stage. I mean, Chris Milk, the director, has used it to record Beck, the musician, Beck, live on stage. So you can pop on an Oculus Rift headset and watch Beck play. It's as if you're right there next to him. There's a lot of potential here. Tourism is one that, you know, I think I'm very excited about. I'm never going to climb Mount Everest, but it's possible for me to maybe experience that by proxy. Or, you know, I'm not going to have courtside seats to the Final Four, but, you know, the Oculus Rift does open the possibility for me to experience those things by proxy, and a very convincing proxy at that.
Well, any idea of how Mark Zuckerberg and a social network like Facebook would use it?
Yeah, I think that's the big question that everyone has. I mean, admittedly, there are some concerns there. Facebook doesn't have a track record with hardware. This is a hardware device. Facebook's business model is advertising supported. Right now, you know, the Oculus Rift was chiefly designed for people to sell experiences. I think what it reflects is Oculus fits into, I think, a larger philosophical framework for Facebook. Facebook wants to be the center of your communication world. They want to control all the different ways that you interact with the outside world. And I think that they're looking at virtual reality the same way that someone might have looked at, say, smartphones, say, 10, 15 years ago. I don't think that the Oculus Rift is going to be the only virtual reality device, but Facebook wants to jump to the head of the line and start looking for ways to integrate it into their existing package, whether it's with Instagram or with Facebook or with WhatsApp or whatever that might be. This might ostensibly be one of the delivery mechanisms for Facebook products, the same way that Facebook develops things for mobile. So, you know, time will tell. It's certainly a speculative investment at some level, but Facebook is, it was a mostly stock deal, so they're not putting a lot of cash up front to purchase the company. And, you know, obviously Facebook has been on quite a buying spree over the past 12 to 18 months.
Jamin Warren is with us. He's founder and editor-in-chief of Killscreen, a video game culture magazine and website. Is this strategic on Facebook's part? Are they trying to get an upper hand or maybe trying to gain a little bit of an edge on wearable technology like Google Glass, that sort of thing?
So one of the interesting things about the Oculus is that, you know, in terms of a piece of technology, there are some breakthroughs with existing pieces and existing patents, but it's not like what Facebook is buying is something like Apple, for example. They own, you know, patents for slide to refresh and multi-touch, and obviously have been embroiled in big lawsuits about new technologies like with Samsung, et cetera. That's not the case with Oculus. And so I think this deal, what it represents is two things. I think one is that the Oculus Rift, there's going to be competition in that space, and I think Oculus certainly knows that. And the flip side is that Facebook wants to, you know, remain in the vanguard of what's cool, new, and interesting. And, you know, in some ways they get more PR out of these acquisitions than they do when they roll out new incremental updates to the news feed, for example. So it might be a weird way to spend, you know, $2 billion, but given that it was leveraged mostly by stock, not by cash up front, yeah, I think you could look at it as a way that Facebook wants to be ahead of the curve and maybe gobble up Oculus before somebody else does, an Apple, a Microsoft, or a Google.
Jamin Warren, founder and editor-in-chief of Killscreen. That's a video game culture magazine and website. Thank you very much for your time.
Of course, anytime.
It's opening day for the Red Sox as they take on the Baltimore Orioles. Red Sox Nation is hoping that this year's roster will bring them to the World Series once again. But how much can we really predict at this point in the season? Is it really all about the numbers? Up next, a statistician who worked with the Mets explains why the Moneyball theory is overhyped. Stay with us for that story.